Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I want to talk to you about something right now that can and will change your life. It's changed my life and millions of other people's lives. In fact, billions. Some for the better, some for the worse. And I'm talking about iodine deficiency. Now, this is a very complex issue. But in the next few minutes, I want to try to boil it down for you. I have Wikipedia right here with links to the UN itself admitting that over 2 million people have intellectual disability, lower IQs, psychological problems, neurological issues because of lack of iodine, particularly when they're developing and growing as children, but also throughout life. Now, most iodine that's in food is bound to other elements, so your body cannot absorb it. Atomic iodine is pure deep earth crystal iodine, and until we started selling it about 12 years ago, nobody else in the world was doing that. There are other types of iodine that are not pure atomic, that are very close to it, that are also good for the body and help with the absorption of regular atomic or nascent iodine. That's why with top researchers, we developed X3 that has a deep earth crystal iodine and two other types of iodine in it as well for better absorption. And it's been sold out for many, many months, but now we got a big shipment of it in to InfoWarsStore.com right now, and it's 25% off. So, I want to encourage everybody to go to the encyclopedia, to go to medical literature, go wherever you want. Wikipedia is not always accurate, but you can check the bibliography here, the links. This is an accurate report right here from the UN, from major studies, you name it, about iodine deficiency being the number one cause worldwide of what they call intellectual disability. And if you look here on page 2, it says, while reporting recent progress towards overcoming iodine deficiency disorders worldwide, the Lancet Medical Journal noted that the World Health Organization in 2007, nearly 2 billion individuals had insufficient iodine intake, a third being school age. And it goes on, the conclusion was made that the single most preventable case of intellectual disability is that of iodine deficiency. The single biggest reason people are so dumb and IQs worldwide are dropping like a lead balloon is iodine deficiency. Now, there was massive IQ dropping and massive deformities in the 20s and 30s. So the U.S. government, as well as other governments, said, by law, we're going to put it in the salt, and we're going to encourage bakeries and companies that sell flour to put some iodine in it. IQs exploded up to 15 points on average in just a few years. Then in the 80s, they took it out, and in this own report from Wikipedia, they admit that they put in things that counter the iodine, like bromide, bromine, and other things, instead of the iodine that you need when the other chemicals are toxic. This is absolutely insane. So, ladies and gentlemen, get X3 back in stock. Consult your physician before you use it, because if you already have thyroid issues, there could be some issues. But find out about the power of triiodine in your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about it, consult your physician or healthcare provider, and then get a bottle of it. It usually takes, when you're deficient, about 2 weeks for you to feel the effects. After about 2 weeks on average, you'll feel a little bit groggy and weird for a few days. And then all of a sudden, boom, you feel younger, you feel stronger. Things just for your skin, your body, your libido, your energy, your electrochemical activities in your brain is simply incredible. So it's finally back in stock. X3, InfoWarsStore.com. Stock up on it, because I don't know when we're going to be able to have it again. And your purchase of X3 funds our operation. And while you're there, get other great products that are so good for your brain and your cells and your nerves, like our Ultimate Krill Oil and, of course, our 10-hour clean, powerful energy, and that is Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com, X3 back in stock. We hope to have it in the future, but it's been sold out for more than 6 months. It's very hard to produce it, but it is now available to you and your family yet again. Experience the power of triiodine. Do your research and then make the decision now. We have the best iodine out there, the highest quality iodine out there. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your X3. If you make one decision with supplementation out there, it should be with products like X3. There's nothing else like this, ladies and gentlemen. It's waiting for you exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Now, in the coming years, in the coming decades, we will face individual discrimination, and it might actually be based on a good assessment of who you are. I mean, if AT&T, if the algorithms and the big data algorithms of AT&T, they follow you around, they look up your Facebook profile, your DNA, your records from kindergarten until today, they will be able to figure out quite accurately who you are. And if they, for example, find out that, oh, he lacks motivation on the X scale, on the Harari scale, or the Friedman scale of self-motivation, 0 to 10, he is just 7.1. And we don't want to accept to our company people of less than 8.2. And we know from experience that, yes, we can give you a little push, but you just lack what we need. And you will not be able to do anything, or almost anything, about this discrimination, first of all, because it's just you. They don't discriminate against you or me because you're Jewish or gay or black or whatever, because you're you.
Talking about this for 20 years of my 29 years on air, and you just heard it, legalized discrimination. Well, they've got us fighting over whether we're black or white or brown or pink. Well, they've got us obsessed on all these diversionary issues. Here's the high priest of the globalist mouthpiece, the World Economic Forum, saying, we're creating a global scale, and listen to this power trip, the Harari scale, on your social behavior. Are you sterilizing your kids? Are you taking Prozac? Are you eating bugs? You go way up. So while they've got us fighting over what color we are, they're literally bringing in a system that discriminates against you that they design. And they're selling it like it's liberal and trendy and cool. That's what the carbon taxes are, what the social credit scores are. It's what it all is. And people say, well, I'll just get in line with that. I'll get a bunch of free goodies if I go along with it. What an outrageously anti-human. What an outrageously authoritarian, totalitarian. What an incredibly abusive, discriminatory system to say, we don't like what you stand for or who you are, so we're going to put you on this scale and we're going to discriminate against you. Discrimination under the left is a good thing. They bully. They attack. They surveil, they censor, they control, they target your children. So let's play that clip one more time and listen to this with new ears and think about what a monster this individual is.
Now, in the coming years, in the coming decades, we will face individual discrimination, and it might actually be based on a good assessment of who you are. I mean, if AT&T, if the algorithms and the big data algorithms...
Start over again, hit pause. So the big tech steals your data, creates these databases, manipulates the data, and it says it might be based on a good thing. So Yuval Noah Harari says discrimination is good. The left says their whole new model is based on discrimination. That's what you just heard. Now, you're not supposed to discriminate for a better neighborhood or a better school that has your values. That's all bad. Give up your values. You know, God doesn't exist, but they're making themselves God. You say there might be a good reason for this. See, it's good. And it's their values of transgenderism and pedophilia and a post-human world. He says the future is not human. Play the clip again from the start.
Now, in the coming years, in the coming decades, we will face individual discrimination, and it might actually be based on a good assessment of who you are. I mean, if AT&T, if the algorithms and the big data algorithms of AT&T, they follow you around, they look up your Facebook profile, your DNA, your records from kindergarten until today, they will be able to figure out quite accurately who you are. And if they, for example, find out that, oh, he lacks motivation on the X scale, on the Harari scale, or the Friedman scale of self-motivation, 0 to 10, he is just 7.1. And we don't want to accept to our company people of less than 8.2. And we know from experience that, yes, we can give you a little push, but you just lack what we need. And you will not be able to do anything or almost anything about this discrimination, first of all, because it's just you. They don't discriminate against you or me because you're Jewish or gay or black or whatever, because you're you.
They define it and then say you can't do anything because we, the gods of earth, we define it. We define it. We define it. And we say, well, we're arresting you for criticizing open borders or election fraud or wanting to control your own body. That's all illegal. That's all bad. But we decide it's not enough to be black and gay or a pedophile. And for those that get the 8.2, there's always something new they've got to desperately do and bow down to the high priest of control so that they get to have the mark of the beast. They get to live. They get to have a job. They get to be in culture. Literally setting up a rigged system for this monster, this totalitarian Hitler 2.0 sitting there in front of you, financed by all the big corporations, pushed by the system, telling you that you've got to totally and completely submit to them. That's what this comes down to. That's what they've done. That's what they've established. And that's what a technocracy is, where you wake up and these unseen, unknown groups are saying your value, according to some score, and saying, well, it's reasonable. There's nothing you can do. It's not because you're black. It's not because you're white. It's not because you're male or female. We just have this data we put into it to decide you don't get a job, you don't live, you eat bugs and live a 200-square-foot cop apartment, and any time you want to commit suicide, we're happy to come by and take care of that for you. Oh, you want your kids to get a job? You want your kids to have school? Well, you got enough carbon credits that if you commit suicide, your family will be taken care of for 10 years. But they're always going to squeeze the resources. They're always going to make it tougher and harder. The more you jump, the more you submit, the more you bark like a seal for the fish, the more they've got their full control over you. And that's what they're doing. And they know exactly what they're doing. This is a dream of authoritarian totalitarians. This is a dream of tyrants. This is the mark of the beast. This is total control, total surveillance, total annihilation. And the bar is always going to be higher and higher. No more open free society. Why George Soros calls his society open society. Because it's not an open society. It is a tyrannical, anti-human society of annihilation. I want to come back with a quick clip and talk about Fox News losing 42% of its viewers in the last week with Viva Fry, a great lawyer out of Canada, co-host with Robert Barnes. And then we'll get into all this. The reason I mention this is the good news. We still have control over the market to some extent. We can reject Hollywood. We can reject Anheuser-Busch. We can reject Yuval Noah Harari, no matter how much they force-feed them on us. Anything they're force-feeding, anything they're pushing, we know is liquid death. It's that simple. And, hey, don't listen to me. Go ahead and go along with their system. Go ahead and sign on to their system. And they'll sit there and give you a little credits and a little bit of chicken feed up front. But in the end, when the chips are down, you're going to know you made the wrong decision and didn't bet on humanity. As for me, I am one infinity on this. I am totally committed, and I know there's a lot at the end of the tunnel, and I know we're going to defeat this group of scientific tyrants. But you've got to first recognize they exist, and you've got to recognize an alternative exists, and you've got to join the alternative. The alternative is the universe that God made. The alternative is everything that works. The alternative is victory. So, victory's right here, baby. We're in it together. I love you no matter what color you are. You're black, you're white, you're brown. I love you. I love your spirit. We will win together.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Over the Country Club. Chemtrails over the Country Club. You think you're in a country club, you're not. Lie to yourself all day, but you're under attack. All right, we are back. Let me talk about this now. Had a very bizarre phone call yesterday. They said they're going to put out Monday. But Google computer scientist, the head AI guy in the world, quit so he can warn the world of scary and dangerous AI. A Google computer scientist of the Godfather of AI has quit the company, stating that he did so in order to warn the world of the dangers the technology presents as big tech engages in AI arms race. Godfrey Hinton responded Monday to a New York Times article that insinuated he had quit Google in order to criticize the company, noting that the real reason was he actually wanted to freely talk about the dangers of AI. He still believes the systems were inferior to human brains in some ways, but he thought that they were eclipsing human intelligence and others. Maybe what is going on in these systems, he said, is actually a lot better than what is going on in the brain. What's really bad is how predatory groups of humans can use AI and all its plagiarized material to dominate humans. We don't recognize AI from human. We need certifications. We need organizations. We need pro-human unions where we buy products and we travel and we go on planes piloted by humans, where we buy products made by humans. This is the whole future I told you 20-plus years ago. As companies improve AI systems, he believes they become increasingly dangerous. Look at how it was 5 years ago and how it is now, he said, of AI technology. Take the difference and propagate it towards that's scary. Well, I got an experience in AI yesterday. I'm in an accounting meeting for InfoWars in an accounting firm across town at about 5:45. And my phone buzzes and says, Tucker Carlson on. So I say, let me step out and let me take this phone call. And I step out in the hall. And it's Tucker Carlson's voice. It's Tucker. I know Tucker. We talk on the phone all the time. Text all the time. And the individual says a bunch of sexually explicit things to me. Well, I right away figure out this isn't Tucker Carlson. So I say, okay, this is some type of AI garbage. This is somebody calling me with an AI soundboard where they type out a script, put it in AI, they have a recording, then they just hit buttons of different responses to make it sound like a conversation. And the guy that did it is now admitted on Twitter with over 2.5 million views that he did that. His name is Prank Stallone at the CJS on Twitter. In fact, let's show his original tweet if we can. So he starts saying sexually explicit things. I want to co-host a show with you. I want to, you know, do sexual things to you. And I said, this isn't Tucker Carlson. Instantly, my brain says this is AI and somebody who spoofed his phone number calling me doing it. Okay, so let's say someone has Tucker Carlson's cell phone and also Alex Jones' cell phone number and also an AI Tucker Carlson voice. They could, in theory, call Alex Jones and pretend to be Tucker and have a full conversation with him. Anyways, I just did that. And that is what happened yesterday. He says he's going to release it Monday. And this person is so divorced from God, so satanic, as I talked to him earlier today on the phone, they go, I'm not going to come on your show and explain this isn't aggressive. To be friendly, you're bigger than me. How does it help me to come on your show? And I said, well, it'll be bigger for your show to talk about why you did this and why, what you think of AI. Obviously, if you're a smaller show, go on a bigger show. And he goes, no, you don't help me. And I said, well, Tucker's got his lawyers involved. He's really concerned about this because he can't let people fake his voice and then call around and threaten people and call around and say that, you know, people want to have sex with people and do this in their name. That's stealing someone's identity. That's spoofing their phone number, which is a theft of identity. And then it's pretending to be them and saying horrible things in their voice. You caused a lot of angst. And the guy right in front of my producer, we talked to him like 2 hours ago, said, screw you, and laughed at me. I don't care. So for them, it's all about the entertainment. It's all about being funny. But for me, I get this call. I've got to be in an accounting meeting. I call Tucker. He doesn't answer. Leave him a message. We talk to him later. I call his head producer, Scooter. He goes, yeah, send me the info. Scooter found out who it was because the guy was already bragging. And imagine, you don't just steal somebody's phone number. You don't just steal their identity. You don't just pose as them where the number comes up that way, which they can do to these IP addresses, these virtual phones you program. You then say, hey, Tucker, what's up? I want to co-host a show with you. I want to have sex with you. And I'm like, hey, this isn't Tucker. And it's still Tucker's voice. And I'm like, okay. Because at first I'm like, hey, sorry, I'm in a meeting. You know, and it's like, what? Do you believe it's me? It's me. You saw my number. I'm like, no, I see you called, Tucker. And then, well, I want to co-host a show with you and, you know, do sexual things to you. And I said, this is not Tucker Carlson. And then the guy lied on his Twitter and said Jones bought the whole thing. No. 30 seconds in, if he doesn't edit the tape, I went, this is AI. This is somebody with a soundboard that put a text script into AI and then generated audio that sounds exactly like Tucker Carlson, and they can generate video. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. They don't just have avatars online posing as people to get you to follow Facebook or Twitter BS. They now are going to have your voice, your likeness. Just like I said, in the future, a family member dies, they're going to claim, oh, no, your family member paid half their money or all their money to be uploaded into an avatar to live forever in the Matrix. It's a voice print. It knows your voice. It knows your ideas. It knows everything you ever said online. It can pose as you and even trick family members that it's you. It can even trick family members that it's you. And then if you say, that is not really my father or my mother or my brother or my sister or my son or daughter, the ultimate crime is saying, no, they paid for it. They're trans. If two men can have a baby, well, then your mother can die and upload her brain to a computer. No, it's everything she ever said. It looks just like her. The voice print is her, but it's not your mother. And that's what this is all about. And that's why AI is so dangerous, because you can give it the prerequisites you want, then have it write all these articles under other names. It can produce more articles 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, 1,000,000,000 times. All the articles I can produce, all the articles Tucker Carlson can produce, all the articles James O'Keefe can produce, and make it look like James O'Keefe and make it sound like James O'Keefe telling you the messages it wants. And people will then not know what's true. They won't want to up from down, and the globalists will be able to take over. So this fella says on Monday he's going to put the conversation. I've got it on my phone. I can see how long it was. 1 minute long. Hey, it's Tucker. How you doing? Oh, sorry. Let me get out of here. Well, can you hear me? Do you believe it's me? No, it's Tucker. You see my number? I called you. Yeah, man. This doesn't sound like you. I mean, what you're saying doesn't sound like you. Well, you know, I want to co-host a show with you and have sex with you. But this isn't Tucker. This is AI. Somebody's doing this. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. I thought it was like some live show doing it. It was like Infowars.com. Infowars.com. And they hung up. But that's what this is. That's the danger of this. And the real danger of AI is us accepting it and us using it against fellow humans. We got to hold the line. The AI wars are here.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you. which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing products that keep us on the air. And never submit to these tyrants.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
And we are back live, broadcasting worldwide on this live Thursday edition.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So here's the problem. Even if moral people don't use AI to harass folks and impersonate people and engage in terrorizing the public, they're going to be mentally ill people and criminals and idiots to do it. And to them, it's all funny. It's all a big joke because they have no repercussions. They don't think anything matters. But just a few months ago, I forgot to tell the crew about this, the CIA came out and said, we're going to use deep fake and AI in war. Pipe that in. CIA says they'll use deep fake in war. And so to the people doing this, it's funny. I dealt with this 15, 16 years ago. There were a lot of popular soundboards online where it's a console online that has hundreds of Alex Jones clips of me saying different things. They did to a lot of other folks. There's the headline, The Intercept. U.S. Special Forces want to use deepfakes for PSYOPs. Those other articles along those lines.
And they would call businesses and random groups and play Alex Jones clips at them, yelling at them. Auto parts stores, churches, police stations, you name it. Sometimes police departments would call me and say, is this you doing this? And even before that, 25 years ago, people would program fax machines and send the Austin Police Department messages, I'm coming down there to kill everybody tomorrow at noon. And my home phone would start ringing, or my cell phone, hey, this is a detective, blah, blah. We just got to check it, but did you send us a fax saying you're going to kill everybody tomorrow? I'm like, no. Yeah, we thought that. Somebody's spoofing your phone number. Let's see your fax machine. But to whoever did that, it was just funny. It was just cute. It was really nice to do that. This individual, Frank Stallone, at the CJS, he thinks it's funny to copy Tucker Carlson's voice and call up and have Tucker Carlson say he wants to have sex with me and, quote, suck my titties. He thinks, that's what he said, he thinks it's funny and, like, why are you upset? Why's Tucker upset? Why, I got your phone number. I'm spoofing it. I'm misrepresenting who you are. What's your problem? Well, I notice he's gone offline now. He's not too happy. Oh, wow, it's not too good to be on a two-way street, son? It's not nice to have somebody say what you're doing to him? I'm just sitting here. I'm supposed to sit here like I don't exist, like I'm not a real person, while you mess with my life, while you screw with me? I'm supposed to sit here and just roll over because it's all part of your fun? He stole Tucker Carlson's identity. He faked his number. He faked his voice. He called me and made sexual threats, basically. And he just thinks that's funny. Because in his sociopathic world, I don't exist. Alex Jones is fair game for any attack. So is Tucker Carlson. We're going to find out who you're working with, buddy. I'm sure he'll respond by spamming our numbers out more. Already got plans for that. But at the end of the day, you'll always be a sack of garbage. But that's where we are. We would never do something like that because we're moral. These guys think it's funny to be moral. They think it's a joke. They think it's a game. But we're about to see the roller coaster that is the AI nightmare. And if you think this is bad, this is nothing compared to what it's going to do. Infowars.com article from April 11th, last month. I've got your daughter, mom tricked by AI virtual kidnapping phone scam that cloned daughter's voice. Oh, it's just a joke to call a mom and say their daughter's kidnapped. Probably took 10 years off her life, but it's funny for you. It's cute to terrorize somebody. It's all a joke. Come on, grow up. Have a laugh with us when you call a mother and say, we've kidnapped your daughter and we're going to kill her. Come on, lady. Don't you have a sense of humor? An Arizona mom recounted a harrowing experience receiving a scam AI phone call from a stranger that claimed to have abducted her 50-year-old daughter. Well, that's funny. I mean, by God, your daughter kidnapped. And then they actually played a clip of her daughter to her because they grabbed it online and edited it. I mean, what's wrong with that? This mom's not a party animal. Look at her caring about her 15-year-old. How dare her care about a kidnapped daughter? Imagine this selfish woman. Somebody's having a little fun right now. I pick up the phone and I hear my daughter's voice and it says, Mom, and she's sobbing. The mother told AZFFamily.com. I said, what happened? And she said, Mom, I messed up. And she's sobbing and crying. Oh, isn't that funny? Then I hear a man's voice, put your head back, lie down. And I'm like, what? What's going on? The man gets on the phone and says, he's like, listen, here, I've got your daughter. Isn't this funny? This is how it's going to go down. You call the police. You call anybody, I'm going to pop her so full of drugs. I'm going to have my way with her, and I'm going to drop her off in Mexico, which is really going on. And at the same moment, I've just started shaking. I'm in the background. She's going, help me, Mom, please, help me, help me. I'm bawling. Isn't that funny? Just like what
Frank Stallone did. Frank Stallone. It's so, I mean, why isn't she laughing? I've got your daughter. I'm going to rape her. I'm going to kill her. I mean, this mom is a bad person. The mom, Jennifer DeStanfo, said in the incident was all the more terrifying as one of the people on the call sounded exactly like her daughter. Well, see, you still know how to laugh, lady. It was never a question of who it was, who this is. It was completely her voice. It was her inflection. It was the way she would have cried. She said, I never doubted for a second it was her. That's the freaky part that really got to my core. Yeah, I get a call. It's Tucker Carlson's number. Sounds just like him. You know online it could be a lie, but not on your phone. You wouldn't expect to get that call. Especially, I just talked to Tucker the day before on the phone. I'm like, I don't have $1 million. Just don't hurt my daughter, she begged. Then he wanted $50,000. She didn't know at the time had fallen victim to a virtual kidnapping scam. The scam involves AI-generated voices trained through deep learning technology to virtually clone voices of a loved one and the other person claiming to have kidnapped them, demanding a ransom of the family member, safe return. You can no longer trust your ears, explained Arizona State University computer science professor. But, I mean, again, the real villain's this mom. She hears her daughter crying, being raped, begging for her life. They threaten to kill her with drugs. This mom is not cool like Frank Stallone. She's not with the program of the fun. She's not cool. You know what I mean? I'm going to stay at my post till the end of this. But the banks are all imploding. World War III has begun. The borders are wide open. And all these trendy liberals are running around having fun, all thinking about themselves, all playing games. And the whole system's over. It's over. Game over, boys and girls. At the end, we'll find God. At the end, we'll come together. But these kidnapping scams reportedly happened to more than 8,000 people, according to the FBI, in just the last year. But it's just a joke. We're raping your daughter. Here she is begging for help. It's funny. It sounds just like her. It's funny. We're liberal. We're just having fun. It's just a joke. It's just a game. Yeah, it's real funny, isn't it? And this is just the beginning. It's now the scum of the earth. Like Frank Stallone. Has access to this. And all the judges and the lawyers that have gone along the system and all the bureaucrats think they're part of the power structure. They're going to be protected. None of you are protected. It's all about to be washed away by your own evil. And I guess in a way, that's kind of a good thing. Only the Holy Spirit can carry us through this. I've got some final news to hit. Ahead of the great, one of my favorite talk show hosts, Pierre Hernandez, taking over the fourth hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, let me tell the little prankster, Pranks to Loan something. Tucker Carlson's lawyers are involved, and what you did, we believe, is a crime. So I think, even though you think you're safe up in Canada, you're going to get arrested for what you did yesterday. So keep laughing, you little arrogant person. And give me your best. Leak my phone number everywhere. Attack us more. You mess with the wrong people, son. You mess with the wrong people, punk. But I think somebody that calls up a mother, he didn't do this, somebody else does, it's all over the place, calls up a mother and has an AI-generated voice of their daughter because they get the daughter's voice offline and then type in the script they want, the AI creates it. Mommy, help me, they're killing me, they're raping me, mommy, help me. I got your daughter right now, I'm going to kill her, I'm going to rape her. Oh, please don't kill my daughter. And they're just doing it to harass and terrorize the mother and hope she wires $50,000 to them and they think this is funny. The gloves are off, guys. In fact, I'm gonna file a criminal complaint because what you did to me is nothing compared to these women with their daughters and sons, but it's the same crap. You don't get to steal our phone numbers and pose as us and then in our voices say things we never said. We need to punish these people. They need to be dealt with. I call for him to be arrested now. How would the police like if I copied your voice from a press conference and then started calling up prominent people with the police chief saying he wants to commit crimes? That's a crime. That's not defamation, ladies and gentlemen. That's identity theft. And I called that piece of garbage today, and he didn't call me back, but he called my producer back. I gave her the number, and she came in here during a break, and he laughed at me and thought it was funny. We'll see how funny you think it is now, because I'm going to push to get your ass put in jail. So keep laughing, you sociopath. The global worldwide AI expert just quit Google and said it's going to destroy civilization. And it's just started. You think we have a problem with lies now with mainstream media? You think we have a problem with the police being called innocent people with swatting? This is nothing. And they're doing it on purpose. So when all the video of Jeffrey Epstein raping kids comes out, and all this evidence comes out, they'll say, oh, that's AI. Oh, that's deepfake. Oh, that's why this happened. We have to get a hold on this crap right now and eradicate it right now. It has to be dealt with right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year. Now, 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 now. It needs to be dealt with last year, 10 years ago, yesterday, not tomorrow. They attack our humanity. They got your phone number. They spoof your friend, someone you admire, someone you're a confidant of. And then they call you up and say horrible sexual things to you, posing as that person. And you're supposed to sit there, and you're supposed to take it like it's funny. I guess this mom, with them saying they kidnapped her daughter and we're going to kill her, I guess she wasn't. She didn't have a sense of humor. Because this guy's never going to have kids. This guy's never going to know what that's like. It's all funny to him. We gave him a chance. One chance, buddy, and you fail. You sowed the wind. You now reap the whirlwind. And I hope God brings you to justice. Man, I got a bunch of other news I haven't hit. And Drew Hernandez is always, he's my favorite preacher. He is an ordained pastor. Great talk show host in his own right. He's coming up. Look, I could tell you a lot of stuff behind the scenes. We've never been more effective in battling the enemy. We've never been more influential. Thanks for your support, us together, all of us. But the nastiness, the dirty tricks, all of it has gone to a whole other level, which I'm fine with. I signed on to this. I'm a big boy. But I really need your prayer, and I really need your word of mouth, because I didn't do this to lose. I need you to share the article, share the videos. Take clips out of the show. Post them everywhere. It's all copyright free, free to air. I get so many emails every day. Can I take a clip out of your show? Can I paint InfoWars on my barn or on your truck? No, you just can't get authorization. You got me begging you to do it. You don't have me giving you authorization. You got me on my frickin' knees begging you to take action in the InfoWar. You got me on my belly. There's nothing more angering to get the elite contacts because you're such conservatives, you're such libertarians, you're such patriots, you're such respecters of people that you won't even promote our information because you think I may not want it. I'm not doing this to lose. I'm not swinging for the fences because I believe we're going to fail. I know we're going to win. And I've seen with limited effort victory in our day. But I need your support. We have products you need. They're excellent. BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, TurboForce back in stock, Ultimate Krill all back in stock, and finally X3, the Ultimate Triiodine. It's such amazing things for your body back in stock. 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. And go there. I support the broadcast, but wherever I go, whatever I do, just know that I could be homeless. I'll be on the street corner speaking the truth. I'm never going to shut up, but I can only magnify what I'm doing thanks to your support. So I encourage you all to magnify what we're doing today and do not take this broadcast for granted, because the forces of evil are in overdrive to shut us down right now. So take every day we're on air as precious. I know I certainly do. So it could be your last chance to get InfoWars t-shirt or the Great Reset, the War for the World book, signed or unsigned. It could be your last chance to get X3 or Turbo Force. Because things are so bad. Things are so insane. We're so deep into the banking collapse. We're so deep into World War III. The lesser men who know what's going on would have already run to the Southern Hemisphere and spent every bit of my energy not to pack up and go to Chile years ago. Chile ain't perfect, but it's below the main radiation zone. But I choose not to die there. I choose to fight here. I'm going to go down with the ship. I keep trying to explain to you, you better get right with Jesus, and you better get your head right, because you're not in Kansas anymore, and you were never in Kansas anymore. You were never in Kansas. You were never in La La Land. You were never in Fantasy World. You were in the New World Order. And we're here right now together experiencing this with the worst people on the planet who don't even care about their futures, completely out of control, taking over society. We've abandoned good. We've abandoned God. But like a person thrown overboard, we can find that driftwood. We can find that barrel. We can find that floating piece of debris and stay on it and hopefully get to land. Or you can just gulp water down and go down to the bottom. You can just serve Satan and decide to submit to it all and just think it's all a big damn joke and party in the last days of civilization. But World War III has already begun. And there's all these people that don't realize that and keep going along with the system. They're going to find out very, very soon. So I take every day as if it's my last. And I hope I'm here tomorrow. I hope I'm here next year. But let me tell you, the things are so dire. Things are moving so quick. Behind the scenes, the attacks are so grievous that this could be it. And those that serve Satan believe that as soon as they've extinguished the good, their utopia begins. But their utopia does not begin as they tear up the Bible and desecrate God and try to bring their tyranny into fruition. These are the losers. These are the failures. And don't ever think because they've got Hollywood, the power structure behind them, that they are the anointed ones. They are the cursed ones. They are abomination. They are an abomination desolation. Abomination desolation. What I'm looking for is they are anathema. They are anathema. That means totally in separation from God. And you don't want to be part of that. You don't want to be part of that. Annihilation, desolation. Abomination, desolation. You want to be separate from these people and their works and everything they do that is pure poison. All right, Drew Hernandez is set to take over. Hopefully I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. I don't know if I will be. I really don't, folks. I may be gone forever, any day now. You need to know that's how serious the situation is. Nukes could rain down tomorrow. New bioweapons could be released next week. Banks could all fail in a month. That's where we are. At the end of the day, the North Star is Christ and God. Hour number four with Drew Hernandez, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.